Future-proof extra from Newstalk.
Now, very soon, we are going to see the first ever powered flight on Mars, because Ingenuity, the rover that landed on that planet not so long ago, had on board the first ever helicopter. And this craft will give us a view of the planet that is very different to the one we're familiar with. It will lead the way to faster and more detailed exploration of the red planet. One of the people whose work was responsible for this to come about is Áine Shivnan. She's a Vice President, Program Management at Qualcomm Research. She's an Irish woman as well. She joins us now. Áine, great to have you on the program. This is really exciting. I know at the moment, as we currently speak, there's an issue with this helicopter being able to take off. But I think from reading into it, it sounds like NASA are being cautious and that this helicopter flight will happen. Can you tell us a little bit about Qualcomm and your team's involvement in this project?
Lovely to meet with you, Jonathan. We're very excited about what's actually happening, you know, so many million miles away. So this Ingenuity helicopter has on board a product that is called Snapdragon Flight. It's essentially a board about the size of a credit card, and it contains one of our processors that from the 2015-16 era that we modified and developed some technologies on for robotics and drone research program that we had going at the time. And you know, the goal then was, you know, drones at the time were a collection of multiple boards, you know, had sensor board, you actuator board, you know, avionics. And thinking about our powerful, you know, chipsets that are in so many phones around the world, and how we could leverage that to integrate all of those functions onto a single chip. So, you know, battery power gets consumed so quickly when you're flying, so you really want to reduce the weight. And something we focus on at Qualcomm is power efficiency, right? So we're all about, you know, how do we get more out of the battery? And every time we launch a new processor, it does more with less power. So, but we had a lot of other things to do, you know, thinking about, for example, how do you navigate in a non-GPS environment? And so Mars is a perfect example of no GPS. So you use the motors. So odometry is a thing that's used in robotics. So, you know, on a wheeled robotics, it's easy to measure, you know, the actuators and see how far forward you've gone and back and calculate your position. But, you know, drones, for example, don't have such things. So you need to kind of take data from a downward facing camera, which is the biggest part of that. And then all the various IMUs and inclinometers that are on the device, and then calculate, okay, how much have I moved? So there's this VIO, visual inertial odometry, that's implemented on Snapdragon Flight to help Ingenuity once it does fly, you know, where is it going and how does it return back to its original place. The camera is taking constant images and then doing comparisons between this image and the one before and doing calculations. And then there's, you know, information from the inclinometer, you know, which way am I tilted? The IMU tells you, you know, a lot of other information. So we're all about the sensors. You know, robots are interacting with their environment. So, you know, any robot has just gazillion different sensors, and you know, you want to fuse all that information from these sensors into a logical description of, you know, where am I in my environment and what should I do next, kind of thing.
And so what other challenges are there when you're making something that has to fly on a different planet with a different atmosphere and different gravity? Did you have to think about those things, or did NASA say, this is what we want specifically and you don't need to worry about these other things because we'll figure them out?
Yeah. So, of course, we didn't build the board for Mars. We were building it for a reference platform for customers to develop drones around. But, you know, JPL worked with our government's group to say, hey, you've got this, you know, fun piece of development platform. It's doing a lot of cool things. And we've got this space science mission that's coming up in a few years. And it's a science experiment. So can we take, you know, consumer level technologies and put it on this device and see how it works. And, you know, because it's not the rover, it's an experiment. So there was more risk that, certainly from what I hear JPL in their interviews, they're willing to take. So the benefit of how we just design things, so we, you know, it's high quality, we're a systems company, so we don't just build a chip, we think, how is that chip going to operate in its whole environment end to end? So, you know, how is it going to survive in the radiation levels that it's going to experience both on Mars and even in the journey there? And what about shock and vibe, right? You know, this is a small computer board, and certainly there's shock and vibe on drones, but not anything like a launch from Earth or even the landing.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, where just a general focus on quality and how we build things for testing, and we, our reliability engineers are able to do some extrapolations on, you know, how long the technology can survive and what its, you know, its life might be in an environment of Mars. So, you know, helping JPL consider all those things as they actually built and designed the helicopter.
Right. Okay. So they built the helicopter, but they wanted you to use your processor that was sort of aimed towards the drone market anyway.
And, that's right.
So did you have to do any changes to it, or were you just testing to see how it might fare? It was sort of off the shelf.
Correct. Yeah. Right. We just supported them in their integration. And, you know, if you look at any of the papers that they've written about their design, you know, there's a whole collection of other off the shelf commercial equipment, as well as hardened, you know, well tried and true space technology that they've had for years. So, it was exciting to be, you know, a consumer technology device, and you know, people can look at their phones and think about there's power in there similar to what's on Mars.
So obviously you are really hoping this flight goes ahead on Mars, because that would be a very exciting thing for everyone, I think.
Well, that would be, you know, the cherry on top. You know, we're super excited that it's there. It survived the launch. It survived 293 million mile journey, and then was intact on the learning, and is communicating. And I'm just fascinated at how the NASA team are working on debugging at, you know, at such a distance. And it seems like they're uploading new software, and we'll run it through its tests. And it's just, you know, when we did this, we just had to walk down the hallway to the lab.
I know, it's so inspiring to see what NASA and JPL are doing. And first it was Curiosity, which I was really excited about. And then Ingenuity has this amazing helicopter. It's just very, very cool. It's sort of our generation's moon landings in a way. What other applications have you seen of your technology in drones beyond space?
A great application that we worked with a team in Brazil was using drones to review farmland and growing crops, and using AI to sense, you know, whether some of the crops were suffering from particular disease, if there were watering issues, and pest control. In fact, just recently, through our wireless reach program, we're looking at using our technology on phones to help with pest identification in farms in India, for example. Wow. And you can imagine, you know, being able to do that right on the phone, you know, tell the farmer what the pest is, understanding how many pests there are, and when there's a threshold of when to apply insecticide, I couldn't find the word. Yeah. And so, you know, there are what you would think maybe low-tech applications that can actually help people in the moment. But then you have the high-tech, where you can think about an army of drones going out over significantly large farmland and building a report that could be, you know, sent to a farmer, and then they know whether they need to harvest, if they need to go and fertilize, do they have a big watering problem? And water is very expensive. We don't want to waste it. So there's an ecological impact there as well.
What is the biggest challenge, as far as you can see, in shrinking these chips to a smaller size, making them more portable, maybe one day making them implantable? Like, what is the biggest engineering challenge, as far as you can see it, to delivering the sort of power at the size clients need?
So I think you've just said it there. I think power is the biggest challenge, and battery, you know, technology, you know, hasn't developed maybe to the extent that we would like. And, you know, having rechargeable devices, you know, thinking about new types of battery chemistry and what can be developed in that space. And so in the meantime, it's about, you know, using the power in the most efficient way, and, you know, intelligently throttling back, you know, in response to, you know, thermal issues. You know, that's a big focus for us. So, you know, power and efficiency is one of Qualcomm's, you know, world-class technologies. It's something we focus on in everything we do. And even in our AI, you know, thinking about how we take these big things that work mostly in big data centers, and how do we capture that and apply it in a phone or a robot that's interacting right there with the environment.
Will you be watching the helicopter flight from Mars? Do you have a direct feed?
I don't have a direct feed. Some of our team members on the government support side, I think, may be able to watch it, you know, with their team members in JPL.
Wow.
I am proud owner of a Mars First Flight T-shirt, but I should have brought it to this call, but I'm excited for that. So, yeah, we're very hopeful. It's an experiment. We hope it goes well, but we've already learned a lot and are delighted for our part in the whole program.
Well, fingers crossed, Áine Shibnann from Qualcomm. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Future Proof Extra from News Talk.